WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two hurricanes and 2 years of inflation raised the cost of building the College Station School District's 10th elementary school above the original budget by almost $2.7 million. The CSISD school board voted 6-1 last night to proceed with the $27 million campus. Michael Schaefer said he was disappointed in the number, then he voted no.
I'll just say I'm in the construction business and that just seems excessive in my opinion.
Facilities Director John Hall says savings from other bond projects approved by voters 2 years ago will make up the shortfall. Hall also reported the district has the building permit to proceed with construction of the campus at Rock Prairie and Holloman South. It's scheduled to open 2 years from now. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included applause from property owners asking for years for help to reduce flooding.
A unanimous council directed staff for another update on city efforts in Castle Heights. Mike Sutherland says over time, the neighborhood south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway has been turned into a detention pond.
If you did change the flow, and if it's not tremendously expensive, to correct the path of the creek back to its original flow, you're not going to increase the flow into the houses south of Castle Heights because most of them are out of the floodplain. So you're really not creating a problem for them. So I think the solution is within our grasp. I think you already know what it is. It's just a matter of applying the money.
For Sutherland, Greg Owens, Ben Harneman, and Buppy Simek, this will be the fourth update in 18 months. It'll be the first for the rest since they took office last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's now up to the Bryan City Council to decide on a request for voluntary annexation and rezoning that's part of a local home builder's plans for a master planned community. Stylecraft Builders is seeking city approval for annexation and rezoning for acreage at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road to build almost 340 single family homes and an unannounced number of what is described as higher density units.
Quite honestly, it's just a beautiful, great location, track. There's a whole lot of growth over here on the east side.
Matt Childers at Stylecraft says construction on the first phase of what they are calling Yopon Trails will start as soon as possible after city council approval of annexation and rezoning. The development includes hike and bike trails in a park larger than required by the city. Land along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. Next month, the city council will take action on Stylecraft's requests. Bryan police report the third and final person accused of participating in the September 8th murder in Williamson Park has been arrested. 17-year-old Adriana Garcia of Bryan was found in Cameron. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told police that she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park, and after gunfire that killed 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz, she drove away with the other two. The 16-year-old is accused of shooting Munoz during an attempted purchase of marijuana, and Suarez is accused of being nearby holding a pistol-gripped sawed-off shotgun. According to a BPD news release, unless new information is received, there are no other suspects. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Kreitz Market, Prosperity Bank, Vista College, and Garland Insulating. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So, how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Good morning, 610, Newstalk 1620. WTAW Infomaniacs, here's the weather. It's sponsored this morning by Pottery Garden. They offer quality freeze-proof pottery from succulent sizes to 4 feet tall. That'll last much longer than what you'll find at other stores. Stop by Pottery Garden today, North Avenue in the Garden District. All right, here it is.
Patchy cloudiness showing up on the satellite photos this morning. I think all in all, today ends up being a partly sunny day because of that cloudiness. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be up to 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. And Friday looks to be sunny, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday.
Oh, so yeah?
We get to hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin and the guys as they gear up to take on Arkansas this weekend. Also, the 2018 Aggie football schedule has been released. So everybody is just chomping at the bit to know when and where the games will be played next season. And the Rangers and the Astros both returned to the diamond last night. All that more coming up in sports.
The biggest key to the 2018 schedule is so that people can schedule their weddings around home football games.
Yeah. Amen. Because you want to do that. You want to have that on a weekend when there's a home football game. Yeah.
Who has a fall weekend or a fall wedding anyway?
Dumb people, Zach.
Whoa. But see, in Texas, you can do that.
Yeah.
The idea, of course, the June bride thing is really not nearly what it used to be. But, okay, let's have an outside wedding in June.
Right.
Sure. Okay, fine.
Right, Why have an outside wedding?
It's becoming even more popular, which is crazy.
Outside weddings?
Yes,
or,
in general, and even in the summer.
You're wearing your suits. You're sweating.
Well, of course, you can do that blow-in air conditioner deal in the tent and all that stuff if you want to. And you know, there are venues out there for it.
Just keep it inside.
Make
just
a lot of money.
Fewer bugs.
Well, keep it inside. I like the idea. Well, can you?
It's true.
Could you imagine in the last couple of weeks if you'd have had one with all the love bugs around?
Oh, and that's it doesn't matter. September, October, you're still running into heat.
Yeah.
And love bugs, yes. But that would have been a cute, like, lovey theme
to
the wedding.
Oh, sure, yeah. Or then there's this. When you get invited to the wedding, you typically receive additional information with the invitation, like hotel blocks, where the couple's registered. One new mom found something special tucked into her envelope for the upcoming celebration. The anonymous nursing mom of the 2-year-old and 3-month-old, she took to the Breastfeeding Mama talk page on Facebook to share the note from the bride asking that mom's not nurse in public during the wedding.
Oh, she shamed her.
Did you have to write that down? I mean, is that, well, I, maybe
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
maybe.
You do. You
well,
do,
how about
Scott.
This? How about you just say, no small children
yeah,
allowed.
Yeah, that'd be a great
Keep
way to
Keep the kiddos
do it.
At home.
The note said, we have designated an appropriate place for you to feed your baby so you do not have to do so in front of our family and friends. The designated nursing area was a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So the mom, whose husband was actually the best man in the wedding,
so he's kind of in it.
This was specifically written for her, by the way.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Explained that she had previously offered to leave her kids with a friend who was willing to wet nurse the youngest because they haven't found a bottle she'll take. But the mom's mother-in-law was not okay with the idea of her grandchild wet nursing, so the mom was kind of torn between what she needed to do with the invitation.
Okay.
Ultimately ended up leaving both kids with her friend, attending the wedding without them.
Yeah.
But now people
You're
are
You're
going
to have a better
slaying.
Time anyway.
Oh, of course you would. And I have seen that situation before where
I feel like
where,
this must be an issue with, like, you're not an issue, but she must do it regularly out in public that this bride felt the need to write the note.
Or there's one person in particular
who's offended by
it. Right.
Yeah.
And so she made sure that it was covered.
As a result,
probably the mother of the bride.
Don't you think? Well, again, and, you know, you're supposedly usually going to do that once in your life, so you do kind of want it to work out the way that you'd like for it to.
Right.
Just a matter of.
But
it would make things more lively.
Well, it would. And it just, well, and there'd be lots of whispers and pointing and nudging and going.
And that's what it is. She doesn't want the attention taken off of her.
There. You know, you may very well have hit it right there. And you know, which is fine. It's your day and do all that.
What are your thoughts on bridesmaids crying during the wedding? You feel that that brings attention to them, unwanted, unwarranted attention?
No, I mean, if they get emotional and they start tearing up, it's one of their best friends getting married. Okay. Now, if they're wailing.
I didn't cry in any of my friends' weddings. Yeah, remember, I was up there.
Yep, that's it.
Saying.
Don't know. Okay. Well, and I have another wedding story we'll do a little bit later. If you don't have enough money to actually get married, which can be expensive, this guy had the better idea.
Okay.
All right, so natural disasters happen. Everybody kind of has to regroup, but invariably there are those people who decide, what a great time to profit.
Oh, yeah.
We had the story last week about the two guys who decided to take the metal utility pole.
Oh, right.
And put it on top of the SUV.
Yeah.
And somehow thought
and
they could steal that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two people in Altamont Springs are facing larceny charges after they're accused of cutting down and stealing $5,000 worth of power lines that blew down during Hurricane Irma.
Jeez.
It happened in Florida. I know. Deputies were called to a property on Sunday after a man called to report that two people were cutting down power lines. So one Charles Mahoy, age 41, and Andrea Fisher, 45, had placed about $5,000 worth of power lines in the back of their truck. Up. Deputies also found meth and marijuana.
Hey,
got the trifecta going.
Is there a black market for power lines?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially if there's any copper.
Scott's this like, yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the copper I understand, but yeah. I didn't even think about copper being in power lines.
Well, I don't know that they are necessarily, but, and again, you know what? Maybe there wasn't any market for it, too. They just said, let's see if this is an opportunity for revenue.
Valuable.
It's not mine. I may as well steal it.
Sounds a little risky.
It does. Well,
info.
Mation.
I mean, I guess they're down if you have the big rubber gloves. Now, their charges included larceny during a state of emergency.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I bet that's a little bit of a stronger charge.
Yeah, that's amped up a little bit because we're talking that emergency thing. But nonetheless, they live to tell about it, and now they get to stand trial.
A Honda is much more than a car. It can help you grow your small business.
Saving money is a big factor when you're starting a small business. The fuel efficiency really, really helped us out. I love the Lane Watch camera, and once using it, I would never want to go to another car that doesn't have that feature.
It can help you give back to the community.
I've been delivering Meals on Wheels for 2 years now. I rely on my Honda so much.
And right now, your Central Texas Honda dealers can help you solve your Honda envy with an incredible low price on your new Honda. Speaking of Honda envy, Camry owners might be feeling some when they hear what they're missing out on, like Apple CarPlay, Honda Sensing safety features, and the Honda Lane Watch camera. They're all available on the 2017 Accord and make for a safer, more advanced sedan than the Camry. So don't be envious. Help yourself to a great deal on a Honda from your Central Texas Honda dealers. Online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Texas loves Honda.
Good morning, 618, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so here you go. We've got the no breastfeeding at the wedding thing.
Right.
A couple in Canada realized how expensive their wedding was going to be, so they came up with a creative solution. Jason and Rebecca of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, recruited multiple corporate sponsors to help cover wedding expenses.
Like the Moose Jaw General Store?
Could be. Don't know. The idea came to them after Jason had lost his job.
Sounds like a great time to get married.
Right. And they realized they couldn't afford to pay for the nuptials. So the husband-to-be told the bride, hey, I still want to give you that dream wedding you've always wanted.
Then keep your job.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Or wait until you have another job and we've saved up for this.
There we go.
You can't stop love,
you can't
Scott.
Stop love.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to be the romantic of the group.
So far.
Welcome to the show.
They have 10 sponsors.
Wow.
They have sponsors.
Okay.
Now, do they have like a name sponsor, like a main sponsor?
Well,
the title sponsor for the wedding.
Jason says he is willing to print a company logo and put it on his tuxedo to raise even more money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The wedding is scheduled for November. Now, that's wonderful, but I mean, How big is the wedding going
to
be?
Right. Are you starting to invite other random people maybe you don't even know to give your sponsors some more publicity?
Because the idea is, like, let's say that you've gotten Totino's to sponsor the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they would like to have more than 27 people at the wedding.
Exactly.
You know, if you, hey, you're going to jack it up and let's have about 1,200 people, then what does that do but run the cost up?
Now, it's obviously receiving publicity because we're talking about
That's
it.
That's true.
But we're not talking about the sponsors.
Yeah.
Per
and
se.
We don't know who the sponsor is, and we don't know how much they're charging for that.
And how many people live in Moose Jaw,
Saskatchewan? Exactly. Well, they may not be marrying there. They may be doing a destination wedding. You know, they could go someplace else. But the whole idea, we don't know who the sponsors are. And how much are we talking about here? At some point you go, well, no, I don't think we need to spend that much. But I know Jason wants to give Rebecca the wedding of her life.
By the way, 33,274, the population of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Well, maybe we'll look up Moose. Chelsea, why don't you run and see if we can find Moose Jaw sponsored wedding?
Okay.
And see if we can see if there is an overarching corporate sponsor that might might be there. In the meantime, here we go. It's punch day. I'm guessing probably the liquid, not the swing.
Oh, okay.
Hope so.
You know, if not, might want to warn somebody. It's pepperoni pizza day. Sure.
All right.
Why not? Have a story of another pizza that's a little more esoteric than that later on today. National String Cheese. When did string cheese become a thing?
Ooh,
I don't know. I don't know either, but I grew up eating it.
Okay,
right. Weren't you there, Scott?
No, see, that's it. Oh. My kiddos are old enough that they were not, you know, they missed that part. And, of course, it's everywhere now. I've got some with me right now, actually. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And that's it. I mean, it's great. It's because you can leave it even at room temperature, right? And it'll
fantastic
work.
Snack.
Okay. There you are. All right. So, and then it's also the Jewish holiday Rosh Hashanah begins at sunset this evening and ends the evening of September the 22nd. And birthdays?
Birthdays for today. Spencer Locke is turning 26. Kmart and the Resident Evil movies.
All right. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Philip Phillips is turning 27 today. He won American Idol. He's got a pretty good song. Just know you're
not alone. Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
All right. So it almost kind of sounds like, at first, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was, you know,
the guy.
English band.
Yeah.
The guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How,
right.
What's
yeah.
it? English band. Yeah. Anyways, Mumford and Sons.
John
Bernthal is turning 41. He's gotten really big of late. He plays Shane on The Walking Dead, of course. He's the Punisher on the Daredevil series, and he's going to have a spinoff as well. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson are turning 50.
Oh.
Ricky Nelson's kids, his twin sons. Yeah. Kristen Johnston is turning 50. She was on Third Rock from the Sun, played Sally, the sister.
Okay.
Was on TV Land's The X's as well. Gary Cole is turning 61 today.
Wow.
Oh, I don't have that here. Okay, go ahead.
I've got Office Space pulled up. Do we have time?
Of course we do.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah,
you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, I have the memo. I've got it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyways, he's in a lot of stuff.
Not family friendly, but boy, what a great movie.
Yeah. Gary LaFleur is turning 66.
No.
Or Guy LaFleur.
Guy,
him too?
Yeah, it's actually
Gary
LaFleur. Because he's French.
What?
So it's Guy. I know it's spelled Guy.
No. I don't know where
but
I got Gary,
Gary
from.
Yeah.
Anyways, George R. R. Martin is turning 69 today.
Okay.
Who?
George R. R. Martin.
Who has donated all of his writings to Texas A&M University.
I know. He's such an Aggie fan.
Yeah, he really likes A&M.
Are they going to have him, like, swing the towel at the football game? That'd be pretty cool.
Gosh.
I don't know. He'd be the honorary captain.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
People just want him to finish Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck Panozzo is turning 70. He was a bassist on Styx, for Styx. And Sophia Loren is turning 83 today.
Wow, there you go. All right. That's it. It's 6:24.
the truth, and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So yesterday, the world was reminded what a true, strong American leader looks like. In his first address to the UN, President Trump gave a speech that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised as the most courageous speech he's ever heard at the UN. While addressing the General Assembly, President Trump reiterated his commitment to his America First agenda, saying our government's first duty is to its people, to our citizens, to serve their needs, to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights and defend their values. As president of the United States, I will always put America first. And then Trump also blasted socialism, threatened to destroy North Korea, and called out the mullahs in Iran for being a murderous regime. What a stark difference from Obama and his apology and appeasement years.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, business travel is a game of wins and losses. A reclining seat in front of you, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win, because Upside.com has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment that you get from Upside's navigators, their customer service specialists. Now, navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 when you go to Upside.com and use their app, even reaching out so you can avoid a problem before it happens. Go to Upside.com, use the promo code Hannity, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's promo code Hannity for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com just for buying your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to Research. Valley.org.
Good morning, it's 627, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. It'll be about 93 today, telling us our heat index could be as high as 103. I'm sorry. Anyhow, and there's a chance, again, maybe a little pop-up shower thing. It's 20% today. By the way, it's 40% tomorrow, and we'll continue to be right around 90 degrees all the way through Sunday, and cooling down to maybe 72, 73, but the humidity is just going to stay high. Right now, winds out of the south at 7, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and yep, it's 78.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The problems keep piling up for Facebook, and it's unclear how long the internet giant will be able to brush them aside as it barrels toward acquiring its next billion users. The world's biggest social network has unwittingly allowed groups backed by the Russian government to target users with ads. That's after it took months to acknowledge its outsized role in influencing the presidential election by allowing the spread of fake news. It's now likely that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be among the executives called to testify before Congress. Ford says it will temporarily idle production lines at 5 North American plants, including 3 in the U.S., the latest in a series of moves by automakers to cope with slowing vehicle sales. Collectively, the 5 assembly plants, 2 of which are in Mexico, employ more than 12,000 workers who will be put on temporary layoff during the down weeks. The production hiatus ranges from 1 to 3 weeks, depending on the factory. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little change to open this morning. That's your money now.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Saving is absolutely key.
What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change.
Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It is 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth time in the last year and a half, the Bryan City Council will get a report on flooding in the Castle Heights neighborhood.
Okay, item passes unanimously. All right, order. Hey. Order. Order. Please be respectful in the chambers.
Cheers came from property owners located east of the freeway and south of Highway 21. Councilman Prentice Madison, whose district includes Castle Heights, asked City Manager Keene Registered what it would take for the city to get access to several tributaries of Carter's Creek that impacts the neighborhood.
Is it a difference between that we can ask for easement or...
I'm sure if you open that up to all citizens that have creeks anywhere around their homes that... they have these same issues, they would be more than happy to grant the city an easement.
Well, I just...
So council, you can get mine. You can get mine on Burton Creek.
If you want to take that responsibility, we are currently staffed to maintain and manage the drainage structures that we have and we own and we're responsible for.
This will be the first review for 3 members of the council elected last November, Madison, Ruben Marine, and Andrew Nelson. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A rare no vote on the College Station City Council took place last night. Michael Schaefer voted against the contract to proceed with building CSISD's 10th Elementary School. Schaefer considered spending almost $2.7 million over the original budget as excessive. Schaefer also responded to Jeff Harris's observation that the district was fortunate there were savings from other bond projects approved by voters in 2015 to make up the difference.
Well, on a positive note, from the 2015 bond projects, we were able to save enough money that we could make up the shortfall. So I do feel good about that.
With that shortfall, I think that would go towards a lot of the improvements that we were talking about tonight at some of the other schools as well.
It would have been good, yeah.
Board members were told the bids were open September 7th during Hurricanes Irma and Harvey, and there were some inflationary increase because of waiting a year to start construction. The campus is supposed to open 2 years from now, and the board was told the general contractor is on the hook if the price tag goes above the ceiling of $27 million. A Bryan woman sought in a murder at Williamson Park 2 weeks ago was found in Cameron. Bryan police report 17-year-old Adriana Garcia is the last of 3 who had a role in the death of Jonathan Munoz. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told investigators she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park to steal marijuana from Munoz. Over the phone, Garcia heard gunfire, followed by the 16-year-old yelling to pick him up. Garcia also told police she saw gunfire between the 16-year-old and Munoz. Then the 16-year-old got in the bed of her truck and fired more shots at Munoz. Garcia said Suarez had a pistol gripped sawed-off shotgun and was a backup to the 16-year-old. According to a BPD news release, there are no other suspects unless new information is received. For the third time in 5 days, a citizen's call of suspicious activity leads College Station police to making arrests on charges of property crimes. The latest was yesterday morning around 2:30 on Woodcliff Court, which is near Harvey Road in Appomattox. Officers found two men in a vehicle matching the witness's description. The witness reported seeing the men rolling a tire down the street. The vehicle was found with two tires off and the jack prepared to lift the front of the vehicle. One of the men had lug nuts in his pocket. All of that led to the arrests of 17-year-old Davian Johnson and 19-year-old Dillian Swede of Independence. College Station Police is asking for your help in finding a man accused of causing a hit-and-run crash 3 weeks ago. A photo of the man and the truck he was driving is online at WTAW.com. The collision, which took place the afternoon of August 29th at Texas and Walton, resulted in minor injuries to a white van full of children. If you see the man or the truck, you're asked to call CSPD. Another master planned community is proposed to be built in East Bryan. The city council held two public hearings yesterday on an annexation request by Stylecraft Builders for land at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road. Final action is scheduled next month on annexation and the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve Stylecraft's rezoning request. Matt Childers at Stylecraft says the first phase of building single-family homes and amenities at Yopon Trails will start after receiving council approval.
We're looking at about 338 lots, and in our current best guess is that will be developed in three phases of construction. So we'll likely put the first 110 to 115 lots on the ground, as well as the park and a good chunk of the trails as well.
The master plan community will also have an unannounced number of higher density units, and after the housing is built along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light's Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings including factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 dealer discount. $1,000 owner loyalty and $1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 60382. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with BetaMed about their scooters, interim healthcare, and Village Foods and Pharmacy's Jim Lewis. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning, it's 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agent's part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is still in control of the pattern, but we do have a little bit of moisture drifting across the state. It's showing up on the satellite photos this morning in the form of some cloudiness. Partial sun today, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, shower or thunderstorm possible through the afternoon, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sun, 90 to 95 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly media day yesterday. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin as well as the players. Also, the 2018 Aggie football schedule has been released. I'll tell you when and where you can watch your favorite Aggie football team taking on an opponent, we think. They should be taking on an opponent. Anyways, look, train of thought. And the Rangers and Astros will be, they squared off last night. And we'll also hear about where they'll be playing tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
93 degrees yesterday. That's pretty nice. Got to love that.
Mm-hmm.
And heat index will be about 103 today. So anyhow. Well, in the meantime, all the world seems to be abuzz because our Prez gave a speech yesterday. Did he tweet it?
That he did.
Today?
He did. He did tweet some stuff
for
us. Well, the first couple of tweets that I have were about some of these crazy natural disasters that are occurring. So the first one, God bless the people of Mexico City. We are with you and we'll be there for you. And last I looked, the death toll was at 217.
Wow. Okay, that's a bunch.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And then Puerto Rico being hit hard by new monster hurricane. Be careful. Our hearts are with you. We'll be there to help. He continues, a great and important day at the United Nations. Met with leaders of many nations who agree with much or all of what I stated in my speech.
Yeah.
And then he said, this was great, because he hadn't commented about the Emmys yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was saddened to see how bad the ratings were on the Emmys last night. The
ratings.
Worst ever. Smartest people of them all are the deplorables.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We didn't
quote,
watch.
Deplorables. Okay. Yeah. So and then just this morning, an hour ago, he says, big meetings today at the United Nations. So many interesting leaders. America first will make America great again.
Yes. We like that.
We
I found
do.
The air horn. Sorry.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go. Okay, and good. Then he says, I'm sure a lot of people are happy about that. Then he says, after allowing North Korea to research and build nukes while Secretary of State Bill C. also, mm-hmm. Crooked Hillary now criticizes.
Yeah.
And then that's about it. He's retweeted a lot and whatnot. His feed is definitely busy. He retweets a lot and he responds to a lot of people who tweet positive things about him. So,
well,
you know, of
and,
course.
And again, the speech had a completely different feel yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I call it his "In case you didn't know" speech.
Okay.
Okay. Because you could start you could use the phrase "in case you didn't know" with all these things that he said. So, in case you didn't know.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself
Rocket Man.
And for his
that.
Regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about.
I love Rocket Man. I do. That is so great.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't know,
no nation on Earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
And they're sitting on the front row. They
oh, really?
On the,
I didn't
yep.
know that.
Yep.
God.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were members of the United
oh,
Nations.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, they're there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then finally, in case you didn't know,
the Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos.
I don't know if you remember when Bush 43, I think, named mm-hmm. the triumvirate of terrorism, and he named three countries, and people's heads exploded because he said that. And not once did he ever say, well, if we don't have any choice, we'll just destroy North Korea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, it's refreshing. Hello.
You think we should expect to see a cease and desist letter from Elton John about the Rocket Man?
Right? Well, you know, that's right. He may say, you can't be using that phrase without my permission.
Think about that.
We'll see. Yeah,
he's big time friends with Rush, isn't he?
Who's that?
Elton John.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Are they buddies?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that could, those rich people stick together.
You know, and people might think that, President Trump is just, this is a little too far-fetched and out there to be saying we're going to, obliterate them. But that's what they're talking about doing to the rest of the world.
That's right.
By sending these missiles and shooting off these rockets. And so, it's not what we're used to hearing. But as you said, refreshing is a great word
for
it.
Our nukes are bigger than yours.
Yeah, the whole diplomatic talk. And again, one of the things I did not like about the former president was two things. He had an opportunity to help move the racial problems we have forward tremendously. Could have built a lot of bridges there, chose not to. But second, national exceptionalism, American exceptionalism is something that he never embraced. And that's what a lot of people like about Trump. The hat looks goofy when he puts it on, but it says Make America Great Again.
Right.
And there are a lot of people whose lives are better because you've grown up in the United States.
Absolutely.
And it'd be much better here than any place else.
Did you not get the memo, Scott? You're not supposed to be proud to be American anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So, for him to do these kind of things, that's why Netanyahu said it was the greatest speech he'd ever heard in the United Nations.
It's definitely the most entertaining, I'm sure.
Without a doubt. Howsomever, he almost sounded presidential here.
We do not expect diverse countries to share the same cultures, traditions, or even systems of government. But we do expect all nations to uphold these two core sovereign duties, to respect the interests of their own people and the rights of every other sovereign nation.
Which is a pretty good thing to say.
I think so.
You don't have to be just like us,
right?
But these are the things that we think are important.
We don't want you to be like us because we still want to be better than you.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
And we are.
Yep. Two key GOP Senate members say they have a deal for a budget resolution that would pave the way to tax reform. All right, we'll see. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, key members of the Senate Budget Committee, have been at odds in the past over deficit spending. However, they made an announcement that says this could happen. It would allow a tax reduction. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, fine, sure, great. Just go ahead and pass something. Would you do that since that's what you're supposed
Please
to be there
do.
For?
Please do. Please do.
That because we're paying you a lot of money and, you get to drink good liquor and eat really good food at our expense. So why not do a job? How's that? 646.
What's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember back static chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Always seeking new patients. If you're in the medical or health and wellness field, you're always seeking new patients. Always advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine is a great way for you to reach new patients. Brazos Wellness Magazine is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Find new patients when you advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 23rd, fall vegetable gardening. If you want to grow some tasty vegetables this fall, this class can help you learn which ones grow best and how to protect them. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Mention gray plants to most Texans and they'll think first of Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. That's the gray leaf shrub that produces lavender blooms 2 or 3 days after a summer's rain. It's a native Texas plant and it's certainly well adapted in many parts of the state, but there's so many other fine plants whose resumes also read gray. I'll be back with details, the glorious shades of gray, after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. The very best of our silverleaf plants are perennials, and there are many of them. Artemisias come to mind first. There are four or five common artemisias, and all of them are gray. Common wormwood is an old type, producing woody stems to 24 to 30 inches tall. Keep it sheared to keep it compact. It has a wonderful texture, and it stands both our cold and blazing hot sun perfectly. Silver King Artemisia grows to about 30 inches tall, but you're going to have to keep it sheared to keep it from sprawling all over your garden. Silver Mound is the smallest, growing only 12 inches tall and wide. Give it perfect drainage and afternoon shade, and you may be able to keep it alive during the heat of the summer. Most times, however, it's going to give up and play out. Best of the bunch, however, is a comparative newcomer called Powis Castle, P-O-W-I-S-C-A-S-T-L-E. It's a frilly little thing that grows somewhat like wormwood. It's one of our very best gray perennials in Texas today. It requires very little management. All it asks is full sun, heat, and moisture, and we can provide all of those. Dusty Millers come in several different leaf shapes and sizes. From a management standpoint, the large-leafed, coarse-textured types grow best. They remain full the longest. They're best treated as annuals, even though many folks expect them to hang on almost forever. There are many different herbal sages that you might consider for your gray foliage. Some are large-leafed, others have small leaves. Some have a purplish tint to their leaves, and others are simply gray. There's truly a sage for any garden, any look. They get 12 to 18 inches tall, depending on the type. Several of the yarrows have gray-green leaves. They're also texturally interesting with their highly incised ferny leaves. The plants are topped with flattened clusters of yellow, red, pink, white, or orchid flowers. These, too, stand the heat really well. Sedums come in all shades and shapes. Most types are succulent. Many produce gray leaves. Some will have very tiny leaves, while others are large and rounded. Some trail, while others are rounded. Some have showy flowers, others do not. Ask your nurseryman for the best sedums for your specific landscaping goals. Lamb's ear is botanically Stachys byzantina. Horticulturally, it's an extremely soft-leaf plant that you can use as a gray ground cover. It's beautiful. Gray Santalina is good, and there are pinks, the perennial and annual carnations that have gray foliage as well. Taming a Texas Fence. In our next program, I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:52. Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. Now, the guys are coming off a 45-21 victory over Louisiana Lafayette, a game in which a lot of young players stepped up and performed well. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if fans can expect to see those same players moving forward.
They're there. They're available. And getting them in position and game experience has been good. You know, I think it really depends by position, and you'll see a lot of them though still.
Now, a lot of those young guys coach is talking about are on the offensive line. As a veteran, Coder Martin says, it's good for those young guys to get experience for future games.
I think we have like 60 different guys play.
And so to have that many guys get on the field, it was big time for us, I think, because we know that we have depth. We know that we have different guys that can come in and get the job done, that have some real experience in a game situation on Kyle Field from the 12th man. You know, it was good to get a lot of those guys out there, and I think that that's helpful when you know that everybody has at least some experience and will be prepared to get out there and get after it if they're needed. So.
We'll see how those young players perform this Saturday when the Aggies kick off SEC play against Arkansas and Jerry World up in Arlington. Things get underway at 11 a.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 10 right here on WTAW. By the way, Aggie football has released its 2018 schedule. The Maroon and White will kick things off against Northwestern State on Saturday, September 1st at Kyle Field. That's followed by a September 8th matchup at home against powerhouse Clemson. Now, the Aggies officially begin SEC play on September 22nd when they travel to Tuscaloosa to face the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you'd like to see the full schedule, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. After taking Monday off, both the Astros and the Rangers were back on the diamond last night. Jose Altuve homered, Alex Bregman hit an RBI double, and the AL West champion Stros extended their winning streak to 5 games with a 3-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Celebrating his 28th birthday, Houston slugger George Springer scored the insurance run in the bottom of the 8th, beating out a close play at home.
Well, now that I look back on it, I probably shouldn't have done it, but, you know, I'm there to play, so, you know, I'm gonna try to make a play, and he didn't really look me back, and I took a chance.
Springer was initially called out, but after a review, he was then ruled safe. Colin McHugh got it done on the mound, allowing 1 run and 5 hits with 5 strikeouts in 5 innings for Houston. He was making his return after a busted fingernail on his pitching hand. Now the Stros will host the Pale Hosers from the South Side again this evening at 7:10. Up in Seattle, Shin-Soo Chu's sacrifice fly broke a tie in the 8th inning. Elvis Andrews followed with an RBI single, and the Rangers bested the Seattle Mariners 3-1 to boost their slim playoff chances. Righty Tony Barnett, who picked up the win in relief, says the Rangers aren't really focused on the standings right now.
I mean, we're aware of the situation, but, you know, looking at it ain't going to do any help. So, you know, it's not going to help us at all. So, you know, we just keep showing up, keep grinding, and, you know, got to play the cards that were dealt, and we're just going to throw it all out there and see how it turns out in the end.
Now, with the win, Texas pulls to within 3.5 games of Minnesota for that second AL wildcard spot. The Rangers and M's will go at it again this evening at 9:10 at Safeco Field. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update. Be sure to text us or call us anytime at 979-695-1620. Again, you're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Pink Alliance is proud to present our 15th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon on October 3rd, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center. The luncheon features our guest speaker, Amy Robach, news anchor on ABC's Good Morning America. Join us as Robach takes us on an emotional journey of resilience, bravery, and hope. Please join Pink Alliance in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention on October 3rd at 11:30 at the College Station Hilton for our 15th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. For more information, please visit our website at survivingandthriving.com. Infomaniacs.org.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. A couple of minutes till 7. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, oh, I don't know. Sometimes sports people have interesting ways of expressing themselves. And more often than not, it's football players.
Yeah.
But Tony Barnett, who's a pitcher for the Texas Rangers, have you got that audio?
Yeah.
Here, let's just listen to Tony.
I mean, we're aware of the situation, but, you know, looking at it ain't going to do any help. So, you know, it's not going to help us at all.
Ain't going to do any help.
You know, we just keep showing up, keep grinding, and, got to play the cards that were dealt, and we're just going to throw it all out there and see how it turns out in the end.
the Crash Davis School of Cliches there.
Yes.
That's
epic.
Take it one day at a time.
But he's from Alaska, okay? How many Major League Baseball players have you ever had that were born in Alaska?
He's got a really interesting story. For any Rangers fans, they probably already know, but he might be originally from Alaska. He played college ball at Arizona State, and he played in Japan.
Okay.
For quite some time. The Rangers actually got him.
He's a cultured guy.
Yeah,
it
from
is.
The Japanese League.
It
so.
Ain't going to do us any help. You can tell. That guy has lived
it's
in another
cultured,
country.
Cultured.
Okay, good. I thank you. I just, it's so seldom that we get to hear a baseball player do something like that.
Well,
but I like the idea of throw all our cards out there. That's good stuff.
All the cards were dealt.
You know it. All right, here we go. It's another warm day today. 93 was our high temperature yesterday. We can expect to probably do that too. Heat index around 103 today. And 76. For a low temperature tonight. 40% chance of rain tomorrow. It's 78 now. WTAW College Station Bryan, 7 o'clock.